Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. Okay, so we've gone over a lot of ramifications off that Giants loss to Philly. And instead of playing the emotional game, I'm simply going with the five people I'm most pissed about after yesterday's loss.
Nice.
All right, here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
I'm cringing even uttering this name because this was not meant to be on a bingo card until post-game when it had to appear, but Saquon Barkley. Dude, keep the Giants' name out your mouth. After the game,
what'd he say? I mean, I know that he set the tone for the game, two plays in, running for a 70-yard touchdown.
He was asked after the game what the biggest difference was between this matchup and 2 weeks ago. And to me, a simple answer would be, hey, you know, good team over there. We studied the tape. We've corrected. You know, simple answer, you move on. But he went out of his way to say, we took notice of the way the Giants celebrated the win 2 weeks ago, and it sat with us.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Here is my issue with it.
You're being sensitive.
I am being sensitive. Dude, you were here. You know how much that win meant to the Giants and everything. Any other Eagle says that? Why should that piss you off, Saquon? You should get it more than anybody. Why are you bringing that
up? Isn't sports about motivation?
Yeah, I guess so. But I don't think that's why they beat the crap out of the
Giants. No, I don't either.
Of course not, but like, it's fake motivation, and that's the word I want to use,
motivation. Yes.
It's obviously not real.
So why say it?
It's like what Jordan used to do with, and that offended me, or what was that
why would Saquon say that after the game?
And
why?
I took that personal. Because I don't know what.
I'll tell you why.
He's not trying to troll.
He's sensitive.
He is sensitive.
Yeah, he is, but I don't think that's a sensitive reaction. I think that's just, I don't know, it's just trying to be galvanizing for his team.
I get it. It just came across as disingenuous, and I was like, come on.
I think that, well, two things can be true at the same time. Saquon Barkley is very sensitive, but in this regard, he's not. I think this is simply an athlete giving that whole fake motivation answer. I'm not saying you used to do that, because I don't think you actually did, but a lot of guys do that.
No,
we took notice.
They knew I wasn't going to take the bait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is why Tiki would never make a list like this in his career. All right, here we go.
Number four.
Theo Johnson. He is now approaching Evan Engram territory to me. I see the good in him. Like, clearly he scores a couple of these touchdowns as Jackson Dart's come along. How many passes need to be dropped in this guy's breadbasket where he needs to drop? He keeps dropping passes. Right. It's driving me nuts.
The one that he dropped in the second quarter?
I believe it was the second quarter.
Yeah.
It's a pretty throw.
It was a perfect throw. He just wasn't ready. The reason he dropped it is he wasn't ready for it. I don't think he thought the ball was coming to him.
Well, here's a newsflash, Theo Johnson. You have a real quarterback now. Expect the ball when the ball's not coming.
Right. Every play, you should expect the ball.
It's now you're getting a resume of drop passes, and it's driving me mad on a guy with Dart where he needs weapons to come
and
through
for him.
You
want to like him.
I do want to like him. Mm-hmm. I want a foundation building block tight end where he's shown flashes, but I can't trust him. All right, here we go.
Number three.
You know, as I read this, I'm afraid that me and Tiki already disagreed on this. Brian Daboll. I hated the fact that he was running design runs for Jackson Dart with less than 5 minutes left, because if Dart got hurt, it would have been a big story today.
Yeah, he didn't.
But he didn't, and it's football, and I'll move on because we already debated that earlier in the show. Here we go.
Number two.
Shane Bowen, do you practice at all with
your
players?
How the hell is he not number one?
Well, number one's even more clear. Have you worked with Newbin at all about his angles? Do you watch the tape? Anything? I think we have a defensive coordinator that doesn't watch tape.
Number one's clearly going to be the officials. That's my prediction.
All right, here we go.
Number one.
The officials.
There you go.
A blatant 21-point swing and a Scadaboo season-ending injury. Blood is on your hands. And that's your Cinco de Fivo.
Here's the problem, all right? And I'm just going to introduce this, and I'll sit back. I just want to press.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
If it's that. I saw Tommy's video last night after the Giant loss, and he made it very clear that people like you are just making excuses when all they bring up is the officiating. So I'll let you take it.
Correct. It's the equivalent of honking in traffic. It's just, or blaming positive Tommy for the Mets collapse, or, oh, I'm aggravated by this. The officials didn't screw over the Giants. They gave up almost 300 yards on the ground. They gave up, as Tiki pointed out, a 2nd and 26 to Tank Bigsby, although we think it's 2nd and 31 sounds a lot worse, though, so I'm going to go with that.
Right.
It had nothing to do with the officiating. The defense stinks. The coaching stinks. That's why we lost. The Eagles were going to beat us anyway, no matter what, and Saquon was right. They came into the game more motivated, and they were more ready to play. The officiating is just a way to get clicks online. It's just a way to blame somebody. It's a loser mentality, and I hate it. I hate blaming officials, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, doesn't matter. You lost. It's mano a mano. You went out there, and they lost the game, period. So it's just, it's crying over spilled milk,
okay. And
it's a soft, weak mentality.
It's not the only reason they lost. They lost because they gave 300 yards on the ground.
But made it number one on your Cinco.
Yeah, and you want the FBI to investigate the NFL.
Yeah.
Okay.
The FBI should investigate why the hell you're wearing those glasses in every video. We're over it. You're not cool anymore.
They're great shades.
But it doesn't, again, just because the Giants suck doesn't mean you can allow the NFL. The broadcast made it all about the officials, too, less than about the Giants. It was a story. Like it or not, the refs inserted themselves in that football game yesterday.
But it's a one-day story. It'll go away.
Yeah, sure.
The long-time story is that the Giants aren't playing good football.
Yeah, actually, you know
and
what?
And they look less motivated than they should.
You're right. However, it's not a one-day story because the biggest thing coming out of the refs yesterday is we're going to remember how they officiated that tush-push play. That's going to become an off-season story, and we're going to revisit that fumble probably all off-season.
True.
But remind me again.
Most of the bad officiating calls were just bad calls.
You know what? I'm going to make this simpler.
They were non-tush-push calls.
As the Giants sit here at two.
They did it once, right?
One time.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yep. Luckily, we never got them in a one-yard situation or what happened. As the Giants.
We just had them in 20s and 25s.
They don't need the tush-push when Bigsby is doing that.
The Giants give up 80% of those. Do you think that's bad? When the second and 11 plus or more, first and second 11 plus and more, the Giants have given up 25 of 35.
Crazy.
Of those attempts.
That's crazy.
It's nuts.
That makes no damn sense.
So speaking of that, this is my point. When I'm making this list, I sit here at 2-6 very comfortably saying, I know that Shane Bowen will not be the defensive coordinator of the New York Giants in 2026.
Yeah.
I'm nearing the point where I must admit, I probably don't think Brian Daboll's coming back, although I guess card subject to change, but I know Shane Bowen's not coming back. So that's why he's not at number one. Mm. I know the referees are appearing on a field for a Giant game next
year. Here is the
I can't change that.
I framed this question at about 2:30 if you missed it on the Odyssey app, and it's fascinating to me. There are three main emotions that the Giant fan likely had after yesterday's game. Okay? One emotion was absolute disappointment and sadness for the injury to Cam Scottabo.
Right.
Like, this just sucks.
That was number one on my list.
That was number one for Tiki. The other emotion is absolute anger at the refs, which you made number one on your Cinco. And the other emotion is being pissed off and disgusted by the Giant defense.
Right.
Those are like the three big headlines. So I ask you, Sean, because Tiki gave his answer.
Yep.
His answer was
Cam defense Cam. Refs.
Cam defense refs. Based on your list, I'm going to assume your number one emotion was actually anger towards the referees.
No, it was still the Cam injury.
And what was number two?
Number two, the referees.
Okay, so the third and last thing to be mad at was the Giant defense.
But to be fair, I think if this was the first week I saw it, number one would be the defense. I'm over it because it's not going to change this year. I'm going to keep complaining about the same thing every week. The refs being that bad was new to this year, and Cam Scadabo was just so deflating and disheartening, especially when we went through the neighbors thing. The priority changed. The defense, I expect Shane Bowen to look like crap.
Okay. That's what I thought. Everyone's answer is personal. I assume yours, Tommy, would be anger at the defense, clearly number one.
No, it's losing Scat. That's soul crushing.
Fair enough.
Yeah, that's soul crushing for the team and the vibes. That was brutal.
Brutal. I think, like, if I was a Giant fan, my IFO thing, just because of my recency towards the game, actually would have been pissed off at the defense, number one. And then as it sank in, it would have flexed towards Cam Scottabo.
Yeah.
Because it would have been, moving on from the result of the game. And the refs would have been third.
Yeah, the reality is you can replace Cam's production, but you can't replace Cam. Tyrone Tracy could reemerge as the same player we saw a year ago, where he's ripping off these long runs and a difference maker and getting 1,000 yards in total yardage for this team. And you're not missing the production of Cam Scadabo, but there was something else that was just energizing about him that you're now not going to have.
No, I get that.
And so who fills that void? Part of it's going to be Jackson Dart.
Oh, definitely.
Because Jackson Dart is obviously that kind of guy anyways. But there's not a ton of, call it personality, on this team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so where are you getting that, all right, this we're down, we're frustrated, we have to have somebody spark us. Where's that coming from? And without, this is me not being in this locker room, but who's doing that?
No, I get you.
Cam was that guy.
I get you.
Even if it was just by an example of a play.
You
see guys get jacked up because of it.
And one more thing with the officials as it goes to Cam Scadabo. I don't know. What happened to all the league memos about banning the hip drop tackle?
Mm.
Not even a flag on that penalty.
Yeah.
You're
right. That's basically what it was.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.